The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter Number 20, Text Number 41, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on September 8th, 2017, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Kitarebhya.
Kitarebhya.
Chu. Apa.
Apa.
Agnam.
Agnam.
Karshaka.
Vridha.
Setubhi.
Setubhi.
Yatha.
Yatha.
Sanai.
Sanai.
Shravat.
Jnanam.
Tat.
Tat.
Nirodhena.
Nirodhena.
Yogina.
Yogina.
Kedarebhyas. Svapo grinan.
Kedarebhyas svapo grinan.
Kashakadidasetudhi.
Kashakadidasetudhi.
Yatapana svarajjnanam.
Yatapana svarajjnanam.
Tanirodhena yogina.
Tanirodhena yogina.
Kedarebhyas svapo grinan.
Kedarebhyas svapo grinan.
Kashakadidasetubhi.
Kashakadidasetubhi.
Yatapanaisvarajjaganam.
Yatapanaisvarajjaganam.
Tanirodhena yogina.
Tanirodhena yogina.
Kedarebhyastvapogrinam.
Kedarebhyastvapogrinam.
Kashakadidasetubhi.
Kashakadidasetubhi.
Yatapanaisvarajjaganam.
Yatapanaisvarajjaganam.
Tanirodhena yogina.
Tanirodhena yogina.
Kitarebhya. From the flooded fields of rice paddy.
Iš vandenio užlietų ryžių laukų.
To and.
Ir.
Papa. The water.
Vandenį.
Agnam
took.
Paėmė.
Karshaka. The farmers.
Ūkininkai.
Dridha.
Strong.
Tvirtomis.
Say to be. With dikes.
Užtvankomis.
Yata.
As.
For.
Pranai.
Through the senses.
Per jusles.
Shravat. Flowing out.
Išteka.
Jnanam.
Consciousness.
Sąmonė.
Tat. Of those senses.
Tu juslių.
Nirodhena.
Nirodhena.
By the strict control.
Griežta kontrolė.
Yogina.
Yogina.
Yogis.
Yogi.
Translation and purport. In the same way that the practitioners of yoga bring their senses under strict control to check their consciousness from flowing out through the agitated senses, the farmers erected strong mud banks to keep the water within the rice fields from draining out. Purport. Srila Prabhupada comments, quote, in autumn, farmers save the water within the field by building strong walls so that the water contained within the field cannot run out. There is hardly any hope for new rainfall, therefore they want to save whatever is in the field. Similarly, a person who is actually advanced in self-realization protects his energy by controlling his senses. It is advised that after the age of 50, one should retire from family life and conserve the energy of the body for utilization in the advancement of Krishna consciousness. Unless one is able to control the senses and engage them in the transcendental loving service of Vaikuntha, there is no possibility of salvation. So this is a very nice example. How the farmers can serve the water within the field by building the dikes or the muddy walls. It's a very interesting simile. Just as the rain accumulates during the rainy season, by practicing bhakti, one develops some Krishna consciousness. So, the point is, if you don't control your senses, you will lose your Krishna consciousness. You have to build a strong dike. That's called sense control. In other words, by chanting Hare Krishna, you develop Krishna consciousness. And by following the regulated principles, you keep your Krishna consciousness. If you indulge in illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, or gambling, then your Krishna consciousness goes away. So you got to control your senses. You have to use sex only for procreation, not for recreation. You have to take what is required to keep body and soul together. Now that you eat, is your transcendental, so-called transcendental pastime. Instead of drinking beer or smoking marijuana, you can dive into the kirtan and get high on the kirtan. Instead of buying lottery tickets, you can place your bet on Krishna consciousness. Give your life to Krishna. Gamble by giving your life to Krishna and see what the result is. Of course, it's not really a gamble, it's a sure bet. But we may think it's a gamble. So if you like to gamble, then gamble by giving your life to Krishna. And see what the result is. So then one might ask, well, why should you even practice Krishna consciousness? I mean, I'm enjoying life, I have money, I'm popular, I'm young, I can enjoy my senses. Why should I even practice this Krishna consciousness? Well, the thing is, our happiness that we have in the material world is always temporary. It comes and goes. It's like day and night, winter and summer. It's always up and down, up and down, up and down. Sometimes I feel great. Sometimes I feel rotten. It's up and down, up and down. We don't have steady happiness in this material world. The Sanskrit word is chanchala, flickering. It comes and it goes, it comes and it goes, it comes and it goes. We try to keep it when we have it, but we can't keep it, it goes away. So material happiness is actually very frustrating. You get a little bit, but then it goes away, you can't keep it. But Krishna consciousness is transcendental happiness. You can keep it by controlling your senses. Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam, that is the Vedic injunction. This tells you how to control your senses. Rishik means senses in Sanskrit. So Rishikesha is the controller of the master of the senses. That Rishikesha is a name for Krishna. Arjuna also addresses him as Rishikesha in the Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna is actually the master of our senses. What does that mean, master of our senses? That means he owns them. My eyes belong to Krishna.
My ears belong to Krishna. Why do they belong to Krishna? Well, because Krishna is the origin of everything. As he states in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. I own everything. How can he get away with owning everything? Did he buy it up? He bought it up. He had a lot of money and he bought everything. So he owns it. No, he owns everything because everything is his energy. It's his, from himself, he's expanded everything that exists, including us. So we are Krishna's expanded energy. Therefore, we belong to Krishna. We are his property. And everything that we have, that is also his energy. Our house, our car, our money, our sense, everything we have is Krishna's property. So what does that mean? That means it's all for his enjoyment. That means everything we have should be engaged in his service. So materialists will object, what do you mean everything belongs to Krishna? This is my money, this is my house, this is my wife, this is my guitar, everything belongs to me. What do you mean it belongs to somebody else? They won't like that idea, you see. They hold on to this false sense of proprietorship. But let me ask you this question. The time of death, how much can they take with them? Does their body go with them? No. Does the money go with them? No. Nothing goes with them except for their karma. All their sinful reactions, that goes with them. So since we really can't claim proprietorship, why don't we see who the real owner is? And engage everything in his service. This brings one to the point of liberation. Because now, instead of trying to hold on what does not belong to you, you properly engage it as it is meant to naturally be engaged. So all we're really saying here in this Krishna consciousness movement is, be natural. Why be artificial? You can't be happy by being artificial. If you want actual happiness, you just got to be natural. What's natural for a fish? To be walking around downtown Kaunas? Is that natural for a fish? No. Be out there in the reservoir, that's natural for the fish. So just as a fish is naturally meant to be in the water, we being Krishna's energy are naturally meant to be engaged in Krishna's service. If you try to do anything else, it's just a fish out of the water. It doesn't work because it's not natural. Just like your hand is naturally meant to feed the stomach. If the hand tries to enjoy the food separately, can it do so? Ever tried to get any nutrition by squeezing the rice in your fingers? You can't get any nutrition by squeezing the rice on your fingers. You have to take that rice and put it in your mouth and it goes to your belly. Then your whole body is nourished, including your hand. So what we are saying here is the most natural, common sense philosophy you could ever encounter anywhere in millions of lifetimes. Right now, the whole world is caught up in the false bodily conception. It's a completely unnatural state of consciousness. That's why no matter how hard they try, they can't be fully happy in this world. People are frustrated. They get a little happiness, but they can't keep it. They want to always be happy, but they cannot always be happy. They're like a fish out of the water trying to get some pleasure on the land. It's not possible for the fish to get pleasure on the land. The fish can only be satisfied when he's back in the water. So the spiritual master, the devotees, their mission is to take all these fish who are trying to enjoy a land and throw them back in the ocean. So when the devotee or the spiritual master comes to pick us up and throw us back in the ocean, we just surrender. You ever try to pick up a fish that had been washed up on the beach to throw him back in the water? What does that fish do when you try to pick him up? He wriggles out of your hands. He shakes himself out of your hands. He's scared. Oh, they'll come to eat me. So he's so scared, he shakes him. He won't let you throw him back in the water. He just wriggles himself out of your hand. So that's what most people do when the devotee tries to make him Krishna conscious. They go, they just wriggle out of your, they try to get away. Krishna, I don't want to hear about Krishna. I just want to hear about money and sex and drugs. And hamburgers, you know, that's all I want to hear about. Don't talk about Krishna. So they're just like a fish who's wriggling out of the hands. You have the word for wriggle? Good word for wriggle. Shaking, yeah, okay, good. So at least we shouldn't wriggle, you know. At least we shouldn't wriggle out of the hands of the spiritual master. Yes. Spiritual master and the devotees, they come to save us from this fallen condition. So when they come to pick us up and throw us back in the ocean, we say, okay, I surrender. I give up my false so-called independence. I now fully surrender. Just please, take me back to Krishna. I'm ready. That's called surrender. Now I won't fight with you. Just take me and engage me in Krishna's service. I'm ready. But we have our own ideas. That's the problem. Well, I think I would be happier in this way. Gurudev, you're telling me to do this, but I think I'd be happier in this way. That's our problem. We're wriggling out of the hands, you see. I think. When I joined the Brahmacharya Ashram back in 1971, devotees told me, they said, Prabhupada said, if you ever said, I think you should go in the closet. So one day I accidentally said, I think. So I went in the closet to do my penance for a few minutes with the sleeping bags, you know. I said, I think I had to go in the closet for a few minutes. Then.
Oops.
So don't say, I think. Say, what does Krishna say? Whatever Krishna says, I accept. No, but I think something else. No, what you think is nonsense. You base your understanding of what is true and what is untrue and what Krishna says. Why should I do that, you could ask? Well, Krishna is the supreme authority. He's the perfect knower of everything. Because everything is his energy. Lithuania is his energy. Europe is his energy. You are his energy. This whole universe is his energy. He knows perfectly how everything is working. The scientists still haven't figured it out yet. Every year they had to come up with new theories. And then a new theory. I one time went to a hear a big, big scientist of the University of Florida. He was very big, big, big scientist.
Super didelis.
All the science students came to hear him. There was like 3,000 students there. It was huge gathering. And he told us all about how there are black holes in outer space. So after the end of the lecture, there was questions and answers. So I decided to ask him a few questions. I was there. I looked quite a different. I had a shaved head and a saffron dhoti and everything, tilak. And I didn't look like one of the science students. But they still let me ask questions. So I asked him, I said, what you're telling us, is this a theory or is it a fact? And he said, I think it's a fact.
Aš manau, kad tai faktas.
Note the word, I think.
Aš manau.
So a few more questions came in. Again, I raised my hand.
Tada vėl pakėliau ranką.
And then I asked him this question. I said, throughout the history of modern science, we have seen that one theory comes into popularity for some time until it's replaced by another theory. I asked him a loaded question because he just said it was a fact, it wasn't a theory. I said, how do we know that your theory will not be replaced by another theory?
Ir paklausiau, kaip jums žinoti, kad jūsų teorija nepakeis kitos
teorijos? I kind of tricked him because I called it a theory, and he fell for the trick.
Ir aš tokį triuką panaudojau, nes pavadinau jo idėją teorija, ir
he said, I hope it is, because I hope it will be, because then we'll be making progress.
Aš tikiuosi, kad mano teorija tikrai pakeis kitos teorijos, nes taip.
So just see the rascaldom. He says, it's actually a fact, it's not a theory. And then I said, how do we know your theory will not be replaced by another theory? He said, well, I hope it is, because that will be the progress of science. So he told us, it's not a theory, it's a fact. And then he admits, actually, it is a theory, and then someday it will be replaced by another theory. And these rascals, saw this science. Science means to know things as they are. They have a term, scientific theory. Now here's a big word you probably don't know. That's called an oxymoron. It means a term which is self-contradictory.
Toks yra terminas, kuris reiškia, kuris pats savo prieštaringas.
Scientific theory is a contradictory term.
Mokslinės teorijos pačios savo prieštaravo.
If something is actually science, it is not theory. Science means fact, not theory.
Nes tas, kas yra mokslas, tai turi būti ne teorija, o faktas.
Theory is speculation, it is not science.
Teorija tai yra spekuliacija, o ne mokslas.
Real science is fact.
Nes tikras mokslas yra faktas. Raja
vidya raja guyam vabridda mitta mutamam. That is science.
Tikras mokslas yra tai.
Krishna says, that this knowledge is the king of education. This is the king of all science, Raja Vidya.
Šitas mokslas yra viso mokslo karalius.
It's the most secret of all secrets.
Paslapčių paslaptis.
So if you want actual scientific knowledge, don't go to the so-called scientists. They don't know what they're talking about.
Mokslininkai nežino, apie ką kalba.
They have their heads on backwards.
Jų galvos atvirkščiai išdėtos.
Go to those who actually know.
Eikit pas tos, kurie iš tikrųjų žino.
Go to Krishna.
Eikit pas Krishna.
He is the supreme scientist.
Jis yra mokslininkas.
And those who understand and teach the teachings of Krishna, they are the topmost scientists.
Ir tie, kurie moko Krishnas mokymą, jie yra aukščiausi mokslininkai.
If you want to know things that they are, go to those who are actually in knowledge.
Jeigu norite žinoti taip, kaip yra viską, eikit pas tos, kurie
žino. Not these foolish speculators.
Ne pas spekuliantus.
Who get big, big government grants for their scientific research.
Kurie gauna iš valstybės pinigus už savo tyrimus.
They become big, big, they become very wealthy by their cheating method.
Ir taip sukčiaudami tampa turtingi.
Go to the actual scientists.
Eikit pas tikrus mokslininkus.
Who are not interested in money. We're not interested in sex life. We're not interested in intoxication. Who don't go to the McDonald's to eat hamburgers. Goes those who actually know. Those are the bona fide spiritual masters. They can liberate you from this material world. So now we can ask if there's any questions. Yes.
How spiritual master could be sure that he is able to bring his disciples to the spiritual world?
How does a spiritual master know for sure that he is able to bring his disciples to the spiritual world? Because Krishna is the supreme authority.
Yes, Krishna is aukščiausias autoritetas.
Krishna knows perfectly how to get us out of this material world.
Krishna puikiai žino, kaip mus gabenti į dvasinį pasaulį.
And the spiritual master purely presents the teachings of Krishna.
Ir dvasinis mokytojas tyrai pristato Krishnos mokymus.
Krishna is the actual deliverer.
Krishna yra tas, kuris mus pargabena.
The spiritual master assists Krishna in delivering the disciple.
Ir dvasinis mokytojas tik tai padeda Krishna šitam darbe.
By connecting the disciple purely with Krishna.
Sujungdamas su
It's very simple, man.
Leisdamas susiliesti.
Do you understand? You understand?
Ar supranti?
You don't fully understand.
Nelabai. Mm-hmm.
So what is the difficulty? What is it you do not understand?
It's very abstract.
It's very abstract. Well, the word abstract is also abstract. If you have sufficient intelligence to use the word abstract, then you can understand philosophy also.
Jeigu turi pakankamai intelekto naudoti žodį abstraktus, tai turi pakankamai intelekto suvokti filosofiją.
If you desire it.
Jeigu nori.
But if you don't desire it, you remain a fool and a rascal.
Bet jeigu nenori, tai liksi kvailas.
It's up to you. You want to become an enlightened personality? You want to become, remain a fool and a rascal? It's up to you.
Viskas priklauso nuo tavęs. Jeigu nori, gali švytėti arba gali likti tamsoj.
Next. We have devotees on the internet. They can also type in questions if they like. They're welcome. Anyone else? There we go.
Spiritual masters, they are showing perfect example. And we have to learn from them, but how to follow, but not to imitate.
How to follow the spiritual master, but not imitate. Just like we follow Prabhupada, we don't imitate.
Mes sakom šio Prabhupada, jo nimituojam.
If I come in and say, okay, I am the founder and charya of ISKCON.
Jeigu aš ateičiau čia, sakyčiau, aš esu ISKCON įkūrėjas.
You see, I'm trying to take Prabhupada's position. I'm the founder of Acharya of this movement. And you do what I say because I'm the founder of Acharya. That would be imitating. So, the thing is, whatever instructions your Guru Maharaj gives you, you do that. That's all. If you do that, you're okay. But he. In some ways, we do the same things that he does. In some ways. Spiritual master is preaching. And he orders you must also be a guru and preach. But it's not that you take disciples, you say. Like he is doing. Although in the absence of the spiritual master, after he departs from this world, that is those who are fixed in Krishna consciousness, I can take disciples, but not in the presence of the spiritual master when he's still in the world. Prabhupada told, just like we didn't imitate Prabhupada by taking disciples when he was present. Any devotees we made disciples for Prabhupada. All the disciples for Prabhupada were making disciples for
Prabhupada.
We were not imitating him by making our own disciples. But then he told us, after the spiritual master departs, then the disciple is meant to take disciples. So that's an example. Don't expect to be, you know, treated as the spiritual master is treated.
The
disciple learns how to worship the spiritual master, not to imitate the, okay, I'm guru, now you worship me.
Is
that clear?
I want to give an example, and maybe you can clarify. For example, I am taking prasadam, like Prabhupada was taking prasadam and the bombs was falling. For example, the bombs was falling while Prabhupada was
falling. Okay.
So I am taking prasadam and someone comes and wants to disturb me. So should I continue taking my prasadam?
Someone's disturbing you?
Yes. For example, so what I should do? I should imitate Prabhupada, like continue taking prasadam, or understand that it's not my level.
Well, if you're taking prasadam and someone comes up and starts disturbing you, what kind of disturbance are you talking about?
Apie kokį trukdymą kalbat
konkrečiai?
Someone asked to sell the sweet, and I have to go to the fridge and sell the sweet.
Oh, a guest comes and wants to buy a sweet?
Yes.
The best thing is to properly manage such things. So when you take prasadam, there's somebody to cover people coming to buy sweets. It's a matter of good management. You have to manage things intelligently. You should arrange your time, your schedule in such a way that you take prasadam, you don't have to be worried about any kind of distraction. Next.
In the morning sadhana, we collect so much spiritual energy, and what is the best way during the day not to lose that energy?
Always remembering Krishna.
Reikia visą laiką prisiminti Krishna.
Remembering what is my duty.
Ir prisiminti savo pareigą.
My duty is to become a pure devotee as soon as possible.
Mano pareiga tapti tyru atsidavusiu, kiek įmanoma greičiau.
Rishikesha, Rishikena Sevanam, by always thinking, speaking and acting in such a way that is pleasing to my spiritual master in Krishna.
Veikiant, mąstant ir šnekant tik tai taip, kaip geriausiai patenkinčiau mokytoją.
You have to be introspective.
Reikia būti introspektyviu.
To always see through the vision of Shastra.
Viską matyti per šventraščius.
Whatever you're doing at every minute.
Kiekvieną minutę.
How can I do this in such a way that will please my spiritual master in Krishna?
Kaip šitoje situacijoje turi elgtis, kad patenkinčiau dvasinį mokytį ir Krishna?
Every minute, always be connecting with Krishna.
Kiekvieną minutę būsi ryšyje su Krishna.
When you drink water, remember Krishna is the taste of the water.
Kai geri vandenį, prisimink, kad tai Krishna.
When you see the sun coming through the window, remember, oh, Krishna, now Krishna has come. Krishna is the light of the sun.
Kai matai saulę, prisimink, kad Krishna yra šviesa.
You have to see everything through the scriptures.
Viską reikia matyti per šventraščius.
And then you'll be perfectly situated in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day.
Ir visą dieną būsi Krishna sąmonėje.
Next.
Man teko sutikti vaktą, kuris sako, kad pažeidęs principą vieną, jis vartoja žolę, bet tai jam padėjo suprasti, kad visas šitas pasaulis yra iliuzija ir kažkiek labiau pasimerti ir prarasti. Tai pats klausimas būtų, ar tokie va pasirinkimai, kurie tokia bloga karma mums sukuria,
I met one devotee who was smoking marijuana.
How can he be a devotee who's smoking marijuana?
And he told that this smoking of marijuana helped him to deeply understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So could it be like that?
Sounds like he's pretty stoned up. Yeah, I mean, he's completely crazy, but completely nuts. It's like saying, well, you know, having illicit sex and helps me be more Krishna conscious. You
know.
Completely bogus philosophy, you know. It's not a devotee, he's a rascal cheater. Huh? He's not a happy, he's a hippie.
Jis nelaimingas, o jis yra hippie.
He's still thinking of Krishna, so there's some benefit.
Yra naudos, jis bent apie Krishna pagalvoja.
Prabhupada said, if the drunkard thinks the taste of the wine is Krishna, then he becomes the greatest yogi.
Jeigu alkoholikas galvoja, kad vynas yra iš Krishnos, tai jis tampa jogu.
So there's some hope for him. At least he's thinking about Krishna, even though he's smoking around with him. Next.
Nesupras, kodėl čia esi tokias mintis, ar kartais net tokie klausimai nekyla, nes tu tiesiog jauti, kad jo, aš čia turiu būti.
What we should, how we should act and think during the arati, because sometimes I'm just standing and I just don't understand what I am doing, and sometimes I'm feeling that I am in the right place.
Well, you have to understand what is the arati. What arati means, a welcoming ceremony for Krishna.
Arati tai reiškiasi Krishnas pasveikinimo ceremonija.
Krishna has appeared here. Now we want to show our love and respect and worship him with great feeling.
Krishna apsireiškė ir mes norim jam išreikšti savo jausmus.
You should take his darshan.
Reikia priimti Krishnos darshan.
And sing and dance for his pleasure.
Ir padainuoti ir pašokti jo džiaugsmui.
You understand? Krishna has mercifully appeared.
Krishna apsireiškė labai maloningai.
He wants us to chant Hare Krishna and absorb ourselves in ecstatic kirtan.
Ir džiaugiasi, kai mes pasineriame į kirtaną ir šokam.
Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Ką reiškia šokti Krishna's džiaugsmą?
What does it mean to dance for Krishna pleasure?
The Swami step is good. Prabhupada tells us the Swami step.
Swami žingsnelė naudot galite.
It's very nice. Yeah.
And how to know it's someone is dancing not for Krishna pleasure, but just dancing mechanically? Is there some different?
Well, Prabhupada said, well, if somebody starts doing the twist, maybe they're going a little too far, you know. There was a kirtan in Chicago. The kirtan got so crazy, Prabhupada actually stopped it. And he had one devotee demonstrate the Swami step, you know. It could become outrageous where it becomes more like a, you know, rock and roll dance or something, you know.
Ką reiškia Krišnai šokti, tai ar tai yra kažkoks tai turi būti jausmas, nu, aš galiu šokti visi kaip visi daro, bet ar kažkokį ten reikia protę, kažkokią įdėtą emociją ar jausmą, ar tiesiog užtenka judesį gerą padaryti.
I've seen one kirtan where the there was two devotees who had big fat bellies.
Mačiau tokį kirtaną, kur buvo tokie du stambūs atsidavusieji.
They had eaten a lot of prasadam for a long time, and they had a big, huge. And the kirtan, they would come together and bump their bellies. Boom. They'd come together and bump bellies with each other in the middle of the kirtan. That was bogus. And I was doing the Swami step. My temple president, he really liked the bumping bellies. He told me I was a sahajra for doing the Swami step. So that was definitely wrong. Yeah. Doing the Swami step is very nice. Prabhupada taught us to do the Swami step. And bumping bellies is not really, you know, not our proper thing. To become big fat is also not good. And then make a big show of it, bumping bellies in the middle of the kirtan.
It's like
ridiculous. So it's a matter of some common sense, you know. Yeah.
My question would be that is this good enough just to learn how to dance properly, or also it depends on our consciousness, what we put in?
It's not, the consciousness is the most important thing. We're ecstatically absorbing ourselves in kirtan. That's the most important thing. Now we have questions coming in from the internet. From India, actually, today. Let's see. Amala Purana. Hare Krishna Srila Gurudev. Modern science only accepts statements as facts if they can be proved either mathematically or some scientific experiment. That's what it's supposed to be, Amala Purana. But I can tell you in practice, for example, Dr. Stephen Hawking is considered one of the leading scientists in the world right now. He says everything comes out of nothing. And people accept it because he says it, even though he has not one shred of evidence to support his statement.
Klausimas, kad mokslininkai priima tas tik tai teorijas, kurios yra moksliškai, matematiškai patvirtinamos. Atsakymas, kad taip turėtų būti, bet pavyzdžiui, Hopkinsas įsitikino tokią teoriją, teigia, kuri yra...
So Amala Prana then continues. Yeah?
I have to translate.
Okay.
Hopkinsas sako, kad šitat viskas ateina iš nieko, bet tai yra nerodoma.
Okay, so then Amala Prabhu continues. These experiments use instruments made of matter which cannot detect spirit. Then how can we establish the existence of spirit in such a community?
Bet mokslininkai, jie naudoja instrumentus, kurie tyria materiją, bet negali aptikti dvasios. Tai kaip ten mokslininkai gali suprasti apie dvasinius dalykus?
Actually, we do have scientific experiments you can do to prove the existence of spirit.
Iš tikrųjų, mes turime priemonės atlikti mokslinius eksperimentus, kurie rodys dvasios buvimą.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you will chant this mantra sincerely,
jeigu nuoširdžiai kartosi šitą mantrą,
you will directly experience your spiritual identity. Beyond the material nature. So we just have to convince them to chant Hare Krishna. This is the ultimate scientific experiment.
Tai pats aukščiausias mokslinis eksperimentas.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas. Ar mes negalime matyti skirtumą tarp mirusių?
Dead body and living body. I don't follow the point. I heard dead body and living body. That's all I could make out. What did y'all say? Just
seeing the dead body and living body, we can see that the spirits always not present.
Mes galime matyti skirtumą.
Yeah, you can analyze the difference between a living body and a dead body. What is the missing ingredient? There's no material ingredient that is. There's nothing material that is actually changed. There's the same element. So why one body is living, the other body is dead?
Materialus kūnas gyvas ir materialus kūnas negyvas visiškai toks pats. Tai kuom jie skiriasi?
That's the presence of the spirit soul makes a difference.
Būtent sielos buvimas padaro.
A good point. Next question. So it looks like everyone's satisfied.
Atrodo, kad visi jau patenkinti.
No more question. So that's the case. Anybody on the internet has a question? Let's see here. No questions? Okay, so we can stop a little early today.
Taigi, paskaita, baigta.
Since there's no questions, we'll stop here. And we thank you all very much for attending Srimad Bhagavatam class. What's up? What is it? Something? Okay. All right. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Guru Premanandi.
Shri Srimad Sankarsana Dasa Adhikari Maharaja ki jai.